Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, March 13th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Center for NeuroSkills to open clinic in Plano, 5th in Texas. Center for NeuroSkills, a premier provider of treatment for traumatic and acquired brain injury, is opening a new clinic in Plano, Texas. The 20,000-square-foot facility will welcome new patients in winter 2025-2026. CEO David Harrington notes the high demand for their services in North Texas and neighboring states like Oklahoma. With a patient-centered approach, CNS offers programs for vision, neurobehavior, cognitive retraining, and more. The Plano location will deepen CNS's commitment to the Dallas healthcare community. Traumatic brain injuries affect millions of Americans annually, with 144,000 Texans sustaining a TBI each year. The new clinic's convenient location near major transportation hubs will provide advanced care for inpatient, outpatient, and residential brain injury patients. NutriCorp's wholly owned subsidiary Nutra Life Sciences Inc.'s joint venture partnership. NutriCorp's wholly owned subsidiary Nutra Life Sciences has entered into a joint venture partnership with Pediatric Center, its pilot program clinical research site. Despite being operational for only one quarter, the site secured multiple clinical trial contracts from mid-Q3 2024 to the end of 2024, showcasing rapid growth potential in the industry. The collaboration aims to advance pediatric clinical research, focusing on groundbreaking therapies tailored to children's needs. By enrolling participants from diverse backgrounds, these clinical research sites contribute to scientific knowledge and improve medical care for future generations. For more information on participating in a clinical trial, contact NutriLife Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@NutriLifeSciences.com.
Image Protect announces new consumer products division and secures exclusive marketing and distribution rights for major health-related products in multi-billion-dollar sectors. Image Protect Inc. has announced the creation of Global Wellness Products, a new consumer products division focusing on health and wellness. The company has secured exclusive marketing and distribution rights for cutting-edge light therapy health products from Canadian company Therma Bright Inc. With over $2 million in sales in Canada, Global Wellness Products is now targeting the multi-billion dollar health and wellness sector in the U.S. The Intercept CS cold sore prevention product is set to lead national advertising campaigns with projections for strong direct-to-consumer sales. CEO Frank Casella is optimistic about the potential in the market, expecting significant growth. The company's partnership with Therma Bright is anticipated to bring success. Shareholders can explore the products available on the Global Wellness Products website, including the Intercept CS and Benepod devices. United Health Products provides update on capital markets and regulatory processes. United Health Products, Inc. provided an update on its regulatory and capital markets activities. The company has applied to have its common shares quoted on the OTCQB market, aiming to increase potential investors and trading liquidity. UHP has raised over $500,000 through private placements to fund clinical activities for its pre-market approval application. The FDA has requested additional tests for its investigational device exemption application, with final submission expected by the end of March. Negotiations with a national hospital and surgical center operator have been completed for clinical trials. Despite recent reductions in FDA staff, response times have remained consistent. There is no guarantee of approval for the pre-market approval or OTCQB uplisting applications. For more information on United Health Products, visit upot.com. Catalina Behavioral Health expands its accredited Arizona mental health treatment programs. Catalina Behavioral Health expands its accredited Arizona mental health treatment programs, offering specialized care for complex PTSD, failure to launch syndrome, and depression. With Joint Commission accreditation, their inpatient and outpatient services are tailored to each client's needs. The residential CPTSD program utilizes EMDR, CBT, and DBT to help clients process trauma and regain control. A specialized program for young adults struggling with life transitions includes life skills coaching and career guidance. Comprehensive depression treatment integrates medication management, psychotherapy, and holistic therapies. Catalina accepts various insurance plans to make high-quality care accessible. Located in Tucson, Arizona, Catalina Behavioral Health provides compassionate care and personalized treatment plans for lasting recovery. Ginsenoside supplement Redsonol 1 Plus, included in National Cancer Institute's Drug Dictionary, Canada Royal Enoch Phytomedicine Ltd., proudly announces that its ginsenoside supplement, Redsonol 1 Plus Noble Ginsenosides, has been included in the National Cancer Institute's Drug Dictionary. Redsonol 1 Plus is defined as an oral and herbal supplement containing 16 ginsenosides derived from ginseng, offering a diverse profile of rare ginsenosides at a concentration of 20%. This milestone highlights the company's commitment to advancing cancer research and the potential of Redsonol 1 Plus in oncology and supportive care. Dr. Peihua Yu, founder and CEO, emphasizes the importance of standardized definitions for researchers. The company's ongoing clinical trial on cancer-related fatigue aims to evaluate the efficacy of Redsonol 1 Plus in mitigating this common symptom experienced by cancer patients undergoing treatment, potentially offering a groundbreaking solution. What do we mean by brain health, and why should you care about it? As people age, the risk of cognitive decline and brain-related health conditions increases. According to the American Heart Association, nearly 56 million people worldwide are living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, with that number expected to more than double to 13.9 million Americans by 2060. Many risk factors for brain disease are modifiable through healthy lifestyle choices like diet, exercise, and blood pressure control. The American Heart Association emphasizes the importance of brain health, as dementia deaths are increasing faster than other diseases. By following the Life Essential 8, which includes behaviors like eating better, being more active, and managing weight, individuals can improve both their heart and brain health. Learn more about brain health at heart.org. GeoVax, establishing strategic presence in Europe with initial footprint in the UK. GeoVax Labs Inc. is expanding its presence in Europe with the UK as its initial footprint, aiming to advance global vaccine and immuno-oncology development. The company is working on identifying a UK location aligned with its strategy and has key connections in the region. These include collaborations with scientific experts like Professor Teresa Lambe from the Oxford Vaccine Group, manufacturing partnerships with Oxford Biomedica PLC, technology licensing with ProBiogen AG, and various European collaborations. GeoVax is focused on developing infectious disease vaccines and advancing Gedeptin, its lead immuno-oncology candidate, for treating solid tumors. The company's move into Europe underscores its commitment to global collaboration and innovation in vaccine and immuno-oncology development.
SIGIN CEO note, an emerging new industry, 15 years in the making. SIGIN Therapeutics, Inc. CEO Jim Joyce notes the emergence of blood purification technologies as leading post-exposure countermeasures for pandemic viruses. SIGIN Therapy not only addresses viral threats, but also aims to improve the lives of 550,000 end-stage renal disease patients in the U.S. by targeting sepsis factors. DARPA has supported blood purification therapies with SIGIN Therapy designed for greater efficiency, scalability, and lower production costs. The rapid development of mRNA vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic may shift focus to broad-spectrum blood purification technologies like SIGIN Therapy TM for viral outbreaks. Unlike antiviral drugs, SIGIN Therapy offers a broad-spectrum approach to reduce viruses, toxins, and inflammatory factors in infected individuals. The technology's dual use in everyday medicine shows promise in extending the lives of ESRD patients and establishing a competitive advantage in the dialysis industry.
Minimal TV viewing may be protective for heart diseases linked to type 2 diabetes. New research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that limiting TV viewing to no more than 1 hour a day may lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and other blood vessel diseases, especially among people with a high genetic risk for type 2 diabetes. A sedentary lifestyle, such as watching TV for 2 or more hours daily, has been linked to an increased risk of developing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The study, which analyzed data from a large UK biomedical database, found that individuals with high genetic risk for type 2 diabetes who watched 1 hour or less of TV daily had a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease compared to those with low genetic risk who watched 2 or more hours daily. These findings highlight the importance of reducing sedentary behaviors like TV watching to improve heart health for individuals with varying genetic risks for type 2 diabetes. Ingrained Recovery announces an upscale Georgia Substance Abuse Treatment Center setting like no other. Ingrained Recovery, a premier addiction treatment center in Georgia, offers a transformative experience in a ranch-like setting. With a team of experienced executives and clinicians, the facility provides personalized, evidence-based treatment on a 50-acre campus with equine therapy, walking paths, and more. Located in Eastman, GA, the center combines nature and clinical excellence to support long-term recovery. Ingrained's comprehensive rehab programs cater to Atlanta residents and beyond, offering medically supervised detox, inpatient rehab, and outpatient services. Accepting a wide range of insurance providers, Ingrained aims to make high-quality addiction treatment accessible to all. For those seeking support, Ingrained Recovery is a compassionate and skilled choice for overcoming substance use disorders.
Fall protection and confined space entry requirements. DCS Rescue has emphasized the critical importance of fall protection and confined space entry protocols for worker safety. The article addresses health and safety risks associated with confined spaces, stressing the need to assess potential hazards and adhere to federal and state regulations. It provides an overview of essential equipment like full-body harnesses, tripods, and connecting devices for safe entry and fall prevention. The piece offers guidance on selecting appropriate fall protection equipment based on material durability, compliance certifications, usability, and cost-effectiveness. DCS Rescue aims to provide businesses and workers with the knowledge and resources necessary to mitigate risks and prevent accidents. For more information on fall protection harnesses, anchors, weight capacities, and harness sizes, visit their website.
Gut Microbiota Research, Creative Biolabs fuels next-gen probiotics development. Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of next-generation probiotics development, focusing on specific microbial manipulations for disease research. With expertise in microbiome science and live biotherapeutics, the company emphasizes candidate strain selection with functional features like immunomodulation and gut barrier protection. Their work includes genetic engineering and preclinical evaluation to maximize research value. Offering a range of services, including 16S RNA sequencing and metagenomics, Creative Biolabs also provides custom optimization and in vivo safety studies to ensure the functionality of engineered strains. Through precise gene modification, they aim to provide valuable strains for future applications. In vivo evaluation is crucial for testing strains in preclinical settings, proving their utility in real-world scenarios. For more information on their microbiota research services, visit their website. ADAP Advocacy releases new policy paper on 340B drug pricing program. ADAP Advocacy, as part of its 340B project, has released a new policy paper on the 340B drug pricing program. Titled, "Is the 340B drug pricing program the next too big to fail?" The report highlights the need for common sense reforms to ensure the program's integrity. The lack of accountability and transparency standards, especially among big hospital systems, is compared to the financial market's collapse in 2007-08. CEO Brandon M. Maxada emphasized the importance of addressing concerns about the program's explosive growth. ADAP Advocacy Chair Guy Anthony stressed the need for bold action to prevent failure of a program that touches many aspects of the healthcare system. The 340B program is too big to fail, and efforts are underway to prevent that outcome.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.